Welcome to GameSpot After Dark, episode 222, the Trivia Special. I'm your host, Mohsen, joined as always by Jacob Decker.
You're not the host this time, actually.
I'm kind of the host. I will be relinquishing hosting duties very soon.
Yeah, okay.
Also joined by Lucy James.
Hey!
Michael P. Hyam, the P stands for Pino.
Hey, you know the vibes.
And Jean-Luc Seipke.
Hello!
With our special guest host, Jacob McCourt. Jacob, over to you. You are now the host. Enjoy.
Wow, such responsibility. Thank you. So today, we're doing a little video game trivia, but it's special because it's the 2023 in review edition of video game trivia.
Oh.
And so everything in this game has to do with 2023. If it's not in 2023, it's not in this game. So really, we're testing, like, what do you remember about the year? Oh, Michael, how much do you remember about 2023?
I remember everything of 2023. Let me tell you about the fattest L's I've ever taken in my life. No, I'm just kidding.
And with that, let's get into the rules of video game trivia. Today we have six rounds. You'll say your name to buzz in unless I say otherwise. So let's test that out, starting from Jean-Luc over. Go ahead.
Jean-Luc.
Michael. Yep.
Lucy.
Yep.
Tam.
Yep.
Tam.
Yep.
I mean, Jake.
Yep. Wait. The thing again.
I feel like Tam and Jake have got the leg up here because their names are easier to say.
What?
Ooh.
Like,
do you want to say one syllable?
Lou.
I think once you start saying your name.
Yeah, Lucy. Okay. I'm just saying that
it's not when you finish first, it's when you start first.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
Yep.
Hey,
yo. I like how Jean-Luc has like the longest name and didn't really say anything.
Jonathan Lucas. Because I would just say John. I don't want to do that. So.
Yeah.
Jay.
Point values in the game will go on. Will increase as we go. You'll need a pen and paper later, but I'll make sure to narrate for the audio listener. And just have fun.
Yay.
Aww, let's go.
All right, here's the first round. It is called Chain Lightning Round because all of these questions fit into one another, and you'll see that as we go. There are 10 questions from the world of video games, 1 point per correct answer. I am tracking the points on my end. You'll buzz in with your name, and if you answer incorrectly for that question, you'll be locked out of just that question. So let's say you answer incorrectly. Other people can try and steal it, but you just won't be able to answer again for that question. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It does.
Okay, here is our first question for 2023 in review, video game trivia. Here we go. In what 2023 month did Google Stadia shut down?
Lucy?
Yep.
Was it March?
That is not the correct answer.
Tam. Michael. I heard Jake first.
I heard Jake first.
He almost said he heard Tam first.
Yeah.
February. Mm-hmm.
February is not the correct
Tam.
Answer. Yep.
Was it April?
April is not the correct answer.
Oh my God.
God damn.
Yep, I heard Jean-Luc.
May?
May is not the correct answer.
Michael!
Wait, what?
Michael? What was the layoff, Michael? This is a layoff.
What is?
There's what? Say January.
January.
January is absolutely the correct answer.
Why am I helping you?
I mean,
so there it is.
What would have happened if Michael got it wrong too? Then would we? No one gets the point.
I think we just start over. No.
I like how it's clear saying that it registered so little that we forgot when it happened.
Yeah.
Where were you when Google Stadia shut down? Who knows?
Who knows?
No one cares.
Damn.
Well, here's the fun trick. It was announced in 2022, but then actually happened at the start of 2023. Yeah. So that's probably why we forgot.
Yeah.
Oh. Y'all ready for question two?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right, here it is. What critically acclaimed title was called a second-run Stadia RPG
Xbox's
Sarah... I heard Lucy first. I'll finish the question. By Xbox's Sarah Bond in leaked emails.
Baldur's Gate 3.
Baldur's Gate 3 is absolutely the correct answer here.
That's embarrassing.
Lucy, you're Xbox.
Yeah, it's very massive for Xbox.
Massive L for Sarah Bond.
Especially because it's top of the Xbox charts now.
Oh, that's crazy.
Here's question number three.
Oh, yeah.
How many different ending variations are there in Baldur's Gate 3?
Oh, my gosh.
Jake. I finished that shit.
I heard Jake first.
Wasn't it like, God, didn't they say it was like 30,000 or something?
That is not the correct answer.
What is the correct answer?
Tam.
I'll read it again. Tam, go ahead. I'll be generous if you're close.
30.
30 is not the correct answer. It is somewhere between 30 and 30,000, though.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Cool.
How many different ending variations are there in Baldur's Gate 3?
Jolly.
Did you have a question?
Oh, no. I did also, but I also buzzed in.
Okay.
When you are reading the question, are we allowed to interrupt you?
Yes, you are allowed to. That is, again, you asked that when we did it live at PAX. A very common thing of you to do. You are allowed to interrupt me.
Okay. I also did
Jean-Luc,
buzz in.
Go ahead.
Well, no, you buzzed in first, right?
Okay, yes. 20,000.
Not the correct answer.
Damn it.
I was going to say 10,000.
Not the correct answer. Michael, you want a free guess?
1,337.
That's very lead of you, but no, that's not the correct answer. I almost gave it to whoever said 20,000, but it's actually 17,000.
No!
Oh, you hate to see it.
A moral victory for me there.
Yeah.
Here's question four. What Australian developed Team 17? Okay, I'll read the question. Team 17 published title released in 2023 features a set of silly furniture and transporters.
Oh, I was going to say Dredge.
Tam.
It is not Dredge, but that's a great guess.
I know.
Tam, go ahead.
Moving out.
I'm going to give it to you because it is absolutely moving out too.
It's moving out too. Shit.
I was Moving Out came out last year.
Yeah. I didn't know they had a second one.
I didn't know they had a second one either.
I saw Team 17, an Australian, but Dredge is New Zealand. Mm-hmm. I hate myself.
Yeah, a Commonwealth error there. A big L. So sorry, Lucy.
It's okay.
Put an L in Commonwealth.
Here is question five. Moving Out 2 is a party game. Jackbox Party Pack is also a party game. I heard Jake first. So I'll read the question. Which iteration of that game was released in 2023?
10, right?
10 is absolutely the correct answer.
I was going to say 11.
Yeah.
So everyone's on the board except for Jean-Luc. So maybe this question is for you, Jean-Luc. Here we go. Question number six. This year was the 10th anniversary of the Game Awards. What did Jeff and the team do in June to commemorate this occasion? Yep, I heard Michael
The orchestral concert in L.A.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the right answer. 10th anniversary concert at the Hollywood Bowl.
Did not know that. So, no. Big L for me.
Another point for Michael. Here's question seven. At this year's Game Awards, how many sets of devs, performers, executives were given the chance to give a speech?
Tam.
Jean-Luc.
Tam.
I heard Tam first.
Eight.
Eight is not the correct answer. And I'll be kind here and give it to you if you get within one.
Okay.
Oops. So, Jean-Luc, did you answer next?
Yes, five.
Okay. Five is not the correct answer.
Okay. Michael.
Yep.
11.
11 is not the correct answer.
Damn. Lucy.
Yep.
Seven.
Seven is not the correct answer.
Well, I guess that's me. 15.
Yep. 15 is also not the correct answer. So in this case, y'all, it was 13.
13! Unlucky for some.
More than you think, though, right?
I really did not give Jeff enough credit on that one. Said five.
Under no circumstances.
A few of them were in the pre-show, though, so.
Okay.
Well, that doesn't count. We all know.
Grow up.
Here's question eight. What moniker was Wonka's Timothée Chalamet given by Jeff? I heard Lucy first, so I'll read the question. Was Wonka's Timothée Chalamet given by Jeff during his introduction at the Game Awards?
Wait, do I have to give the actual YouTube? Is his YouTube channel name? Oh, no. It was like Xbox Gamer 93 or some shit.
No, it's isn't Tam.
Nope.
Oh, shit.
Yep, Tam.
Isn't it Custom Controller 94?
No.
Michael. Modded Xbox controllers 93? Modded Xbox controllers.
I'm going to give it to you because Xbox, that is extremely close. It is
Damn
modded
it.
Controller 360.
Oh! I like that I said 93.
I was like, he was born in 93.
I don't know when he was born.
You definitely put that in there.
I think he's younger than that.
He's much younger.
We've got two more here. Question nine. And this one has two answers. This one is, speaking of controllers, name the two new controllers. I heard Lucy first, so I'll finish the question. Name the two new controllers launched by Sony for the PlayStation 5 this year. Hint, one of them is a new type of controller.
The DualSense Edge and the PlayStation Accessibility Controller.
Absolutely the correct answer, Lucy.
Actually, it's called the PlayStation Access Controller, not the Accessibility Controller. I demand those points are stripped from this fraud.
Listen, if I can get modded controller 360, what do we think, Lucy can get that one.
Why don't we vote? Who thinks Lucy should keep the point?
I think Lucy should.
I think she should keep it.
Aw, thanks.
Okay. Hate it.
Yay.
We have one question left, and again, this one also has two answers. And surprise, it's about controllers. In March 2023, Xbox launched two new colors for the Xbox Elite Series 2. What colors were they? And a hint, white was launched in 2022.
Lucy.
Yep.
One was Atomic Purple, and I think the other one was like the pink, like the deep red pink one.
It's a lot of colors.
I believe those are actually PlayStation 5 controller colors.
No, they definitely released the purple Xbox controller this year, I swear. Oh, Elite Series 2. No.
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Oh.
Anyone else want to guess colors?
I'm just starting naming colors. Michael.
Yep.
Gold and fucking maroon.
No. Simpler colors.
Tam.
Yep.
Gray and blue.
No.
Shit.
You've got one of them.
Oh.
Gray. Change the blue.
I think blue is right. I think it's...
Isn't blue right? Shit.
Yeah.
John, Luke, and Jake.
Jake. All right.
Yep.
Blue and red. No, don't say red.
Blue and green.
That is not the correct answer. Jean-Luc, free guess.
Blue and red?
Blue and red are absolutely the correct answer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, red versus blue.
Red and blue, just like the Halo
show.
Just like
the Halo.
Yeah, I think Tam actually very quietly said it too. And
yeah. I gave Jake the answer. He was like, call you.
To be fair, at first you did say go with gray. You said not.
Yeah, you did say gray.
Listen.
All right, y'all. We're moving on to a category I'm calling Ice Cream, You Scream. This has nothing to do with ice cream. You will need your pen and paper for this one. Some very scary games came out this year, chief among them Alan Wake 2, Resident Evil 4 Remake, and Dead Space Remake. So what I've done is I pulled 7 scary sound bites from these games, and you need to tell me which scary game the sound bite came from. So in this case, Alan Wake 2, Resident Evil 4, or Dead Space Remake. Write down the answer and then show them to me at the same time, and whoever gets it will get a point.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then a warning for audio listeners, especially if you're driving, I'm about to play some really scary screams, so just please maybe turn it down a little bit. We don't want any accidents here.
So the games are beyond the games mentioned here, right?
Or just
Alan Wake 2, okay, just cool. Resident Evil 4, or just Dead Space Remake. Those are the three possible answers.
Okay. Sick.
All right. Do you want to, let's hear the test sound. Can you guys hear my sound here?
Yes.
Perfect. Sure can.
That's from Pikmin 4. That is not a scary sound.
Are you going to play them all kind of in succession and we write them down, or is it one at a time we show you?
We're going to go one at a time, and you'll show me. All right. Here is your first sound, and I'll play it a few times for you.
The fuck?
Bro.
Wait. Do that again?
We'll play it again. And I'll play it one more time for y'all. Resident Evil 4... Alan Wake 2, or Dead Space Remake. This is a bit cruel. I'm sorry in advance.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Okay. All right, does everyone have their answers?
Yes.
I'll play it one more time for the audio listener. Here it is, one more time. All right, and what did y'all say? Let's start, Jean-Luc.
That was more of a sound, though.
Yeah, you gave us
that
more.
That was a different sound.
Was
that a different sound?
Yeah.
You gave us more.
Yeah, I would have changed my answer if... I would have had a different.
Yeah, we're hearing a fraction of the thing. And the one you played it for the audience, we heard someone screaming as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is not what you heard?
No.
No. Okay, now we hear
it. Now, yeah. Now okay.
Do it again?
I'm changing my answer.
Yeah.
This is a short one.
That's a short. Mm-hmm. We can't hear that.
I wonder if Discord is like cutting it out.
Yeah. Oh, as like a...
I thought we solved it, but... Because we were testing earlier.
Yeah, it's
playing like a split second sometimes.
Cutting it off. Maybe Jacob, you have to like get rid of your limiter or something in Discord, or add them.
How about that?
Oh,
that
there
worked.
It is. Mm, I mean, definitely heard more of that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I just cranked it. That's why.
Hell yeah.
Right. Hey yo.
Crank it. Okay.
Okay.
It cuts in and out, but I think we get the full.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. All right. Show me your answers. Let's start with Jean-Luc.
I said Resident Evil 4.
Okay. Mike.
Resident Evil 4 as well.
Yep.
I wrote Resident Evil 7 first because I forgot the game. Then I crossed it out and wrote Resident Evil 4.
Tamor.
I wrote Resi.
And Jake.
I put Dead Space at first, but I crossed it out when we heard more of it.
I did the same thing.
All right. So in this case, it is Resident Evil 4. Everybody gets a point.
Yay! Yay.
All right, here is your second sound coming through now.
It's fine.
I'm hearing that in a very bright.
Yeah, it's very, very cutting in and out.
I think it kind of works though.
Yeah. It's on. We're playing on hard mode.
Yeah, oh, that worked way better.
Yeah, that was better.
Okay. The audio listener is just like, what is happening right now?
Yeah, what is happening? I'm in a horror game.
All right. Is everyone ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Jean-Luc.
Dead Space.
Michael.
Alan Wake 2.
Lucy.
Dead Space.
Tam.
Dead Space.
Jake.
Dead Space.
Damn.
This one is Alan Wake 2.
Oh! It's your motherfucking boy.
You meant L for all
So that's
of us.
Just Michael, right?
Yeah, Michael.
Damn. Okay.
Here is our third sound.
Hmm. Oh.
Audience, if you are afraid of scary games, I am so sorry. Oh, actually, you know what I'm going to do? My board is doing that. I have a low pass on.
Oh.
No. Got a wrong soundboard.
All right. What are your guesses?
Oh, there we go.
Actually, wait, before you do, I want to change mine.
Go.
Because I actually heard a little bit more. Okay, now I've done it.
All right, let's see it, Jean-Luc.
All right, I'm saying Dead Space.
Okay.
I am saying Alan Wake 2 once again.
Yep.
I did say Alan Wake, but then I changed it to Resident Evil.
Ooh.
Okay.
Damn. Rezzy.
Rezzy. Jake.
Dead Space again.
Dead Space. This one is Alan Wake 2 as well.
No! Oh! I'm going to kick myself.
So is that just Michael again?
Yeah.
Listen, now I know that none of the rest of the answers are Alan Wake.
All right, here we go with the number 4.
What?
Ooh.
And I did put it on hard mode. You guys can only hear part of it.
That's what I think it is.
Two things it could be.
Yeah.
I'm like,
All right. I'll take your answers.
All right.
In 3. 1. Jean-Luc, right, you ready?
I'm going to say Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
I said Michael. Dead Space Remake.
Lucy.
Resident Evil.
Yep.
Dead Space.
Yep.
Resident Evil.
And the correct answer here is Dead Space.
No! Oh, nice. I'm so bad at this game.
Who's got the points here for Dead Space?
Me and
Michael. Yep. Michael's dominating in this round. Oh, my God.
Michael's getting huge points here. Here's number 5.
What? It is cutting out a lot.
Just keep playing. I think if you just keep playing.
Yeah. Maybe you say something too to the mic.
Doesn't hear me.
Oh.
All right, is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's start on the other end with Jake.
Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Dead Space.
Yes.
Dead Space.
Yes.
RE4.
Michael.
RE4.
And Jean-Luc. I said RE4.
This one is also Dead Space.
Damn.
That's Lucy and Tam.
Me and Tam.
Let's get it. All right, we've got two more here. Here's the penultimate sound.
Just me.
Michael's just giggling.
I want you to know that Tam closed his eyes to revisit that moment.
So you know exactly what game it's from, right?
Maybe.
Okay. Does everyone have their answer?
Sounds mean, like me in the toilet.
Jean-Luc, you're up first.
Resident Evil 4.
Okay.
Also Resident Evil 4.
Yes.
Alan Wake 2.
Ooh.
Resident Evil.
Okay.
Resident Evil as well.
All right. Almost everyone gets a point here. It's Resident Evil 4.
No, I thought it was too easy.
At the very end, I was like, it kind of sounds like a chainsaw.
Yeah, so yeah, I was like, I swear there are guys in Alan Wake that have chainsaws too.
All right, here's our last sound of this round. Or Resident Evil 4. All right, don't have to go.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Let's start with Jake on the end.
Dead Space.
Tam.
Dead Space.
Lucy.
Dead Space.
Michael. Alan Wake 2.
Jean-Luc.
Dead Space.
The correct answer here is none of y'all got it right. It's Resident Evil 4.
Wow. I got 2 out of 7.
Yeah, same.
Let me tell you the points as we enter the second section of video game trivia. In first place, Michael cleaning up that round with 8 points.
Hell yeah.
Tam, second place with 5. Lucy, third place with 4. Jake and Jean-Luc tied for last with 3.
Oh.
Yay.
Let's go.
It's okay. Right. Our time's coming.
Jake.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Got a nice handwriting.
We're moving on to crossplay here. In crossplay, I'm going to read you the description of a made-up mashup of two popular games, and your job is to tell me the title of this imaginary game. So, as an example, this game focuses on two brothers setting out to rescue a princess who have been kidnapped by a vile lizard king while also searching for a cure for their dying father. That would be Super Mario Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons.
I love this round.
So, for y'all... all of these games are released in 2023, and just know that not all of them are as clean as that example. Some of them are jumbles of the two titles.
Okay. Sick.
So each one of these is worth 2 points. There are 5 of them. You will buzz in to give your answer. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Absolutely.
They get progressively harder as we go. Here is game number 1. This third-person game allows a former convict to perform missions for the police while fighting off hordes. Okay, I'll read the question. While fighting off hordes of the undead in space, Lucy.
Wanted Dead Space.
That's good.
Wanted Dead Space is absolutely the correct
answer.
Yay! Wow.
That's good.
I watch an entire TikTok feed where it's people just doing this. Not in gaming, but just like in other stuff.
Yeah. I don't want to say someone playing all of Wanted Dead.
That's Kurt's feed.
Personal TikTok feed.
All right, here's number 2. This Metroidvania forces Mickey and his friends to fight for their lives in a Los Angeles quarantine zone.
Hmm. What the fuck?
Lucy, I'll read it one more time. This Metroidvania forces Mickey and his friends to fight for their lives in a Los Angeles quarantine zone.
I know the games. I just don't know how to put it together.
Disney Illusion Dead Island?
Yeah, I'm going to give that to you because it's Disney Illusion Island. Yep, there it is. Yeah. Well done, Lucy.
Yay.
So that's 2 more points for Lucy. Here's game number 3. They're going to get harder now. In an alternate history, players assume the role of a hunter who hunts down giant monsters while investigating a disturbance on the grounds of facility 3826 in the Soviet Union. Jake.
Wild Atomic Hearts.
Michael.
It is absolutely Atomic Wild Hearts or Wild Atomic Hearts. Well done, Jake.
Yeah, I was yeah.
You, you were ready, though.
Yeah, I was ready. It's like, wrong. My bad.
We've got two more here. Are y'all ready for number four?
Yes.
All right, here it is. This first-person shooter based in near-future Detroit gives players the choice to shoot bad guys or build hyper-realistic societies.
John Luke.
Where every, and I'll read the end, and then John Luke, you can answer first, where everything from telecommunications to transportation can be controlled.
RoboCop City Skylines 2.
Time.
Yeah, that's close enough. I'm going to give it to you. It's RoboCop Skylines.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Well done. You guys really are crushing it here.
Ooh.
Oh my God.
This last one's the hardest.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's number five. This remake of a classic farming simulator allows players to produce milk and get a dog, but devolves into a first-person vandalism simulator really quickly.
Ooh.
I will give you a hint. One of these is an indie game. And there's also a hint in the actual clue on which publisher published that indie game. This remake of a classic farming simulator allows players to produce milk and get a dog, but devolves into a first-person vandalism simulator really quickly.
The vandalism part is fucking me
up. I think I know the games, but I can't.
This is a word soup.
Yeah, I can't remember the full name of the second game.
Yeah.
They share one word.
What is... Vandalism simulator that came out this
year? I will
year?
Continue to give you a hint here. Mm-hmm. The second game is published by Devolver Digital.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I know the game. I don't know the name of the game. I know one of the games for sure.
Vandalism simulator.
Natsume.
Oh.
That I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, what's that game called?
Any guesses? I'll take guesses here.
I got
five,
nothing.
Four, three, two, one.
Damn.
No guesses?
Can we get a hint on the name of the second game?
Isn't it? I thought it was...
We'll take another hint for half point.
It's,
Bomb Rush Cyber?
It is not that. The indie game that is the second title is a bit of a dirty title.
Ooh.
Oh.
Not that kind of dirty. I don't know why I did that first.
Susio Gang.
No idea.
I have no idea. Yeah, I'm not going to get this.
I'm going to know it right when you put it up.
Yeah.
It's A Wonderful Life. It's sort of Seasons of Wonderful Life, but the second game, I can picture it. I don't remember the name of it, though.
So the correct answer is Story of Seasons, A Wonderful Sludge Life 2.
Oh, Sludge Life. Wow.
Yeah, I never would have got that.
No.
Damn, that's crazy.
Great round, though.
Love that round. Here's another one. This one's called Review in Progress.
Oh,
in Review in Progress, GameSpot reviewed a lot of games in 2023.
No,
can you name the game?
There's no way I'll get this.
From a single line from the review. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read you individual lines from a GameSpot.com review that came out in 2023, one line at a time, and your job is to tell me the game. So I'm going to read one line, then a second, then a third, then a fourth. You can buzz in at any time. Just know if you buzz in early and you get it wrong, you're locked out for the rest.
You have no idea how rapidly I have to remove information from my brain to keep up with everything. So.
You've read all of them, though.
I read them. I have to get rid of them quickly.
So there are five reviews in this one. You'll buzz in for this one. And like I said, if you buzz in and you don't get it right, you'll be locked out for that question.
Mm. Cool.
Okay.
All right. And all of these are 2023 games reviewed on GameSpot.com.
Okay.
And no one here has reviewed any of them.
I was about to ask.
I reviewed quite a few games this year. So.
Yeah.
Not one of yours. So here's the first one. This is the first line from review number one. So far, this is all par for the course when it comes to your usual roguelike.
Nope.
Tam.
Jean-Luc, I heard you first. You have to answer.
Oh, fuck. I just realized that game came out last year.
Tam. This year.
It's the... I didn't remember the name of the game now. Fuck. I was going to guess that golfing game, but I don't remember. I don't think it even came out this year.
It did not.
Curse to Golf. I was thinking Curse to Golf, but that didn't even come out this year, so.
It is not Curse to Golf.
Do you see Paw for the Course?
I saw Paw for the Course and it got me.
Blasphemous 2?
Blasphemous 2 is not the correct answer.
Damn. Oh,
okay, so Jean-Luc and Tam are locked out. So, Michael, do you want a free one? We're going to give you
another. Do you
want
to wait? There's going to be another.
Yeah, there's going to be another one.
Have another line.
Yeah.
All right, here's another line. Initially, your goal is to delve into each biome one by one and kill the boss within.
I know who reviewed this. I edited this.
Dude, but you don't know what game it is.
But I don't know what fucking game it is.
Initially, your goal is to delve into each biome one by one and kill the boss within.
Lucy.
Y'all want the third one? Lucy.
Is it Hitman Freelancer?
No.
That's not the correct answer.
Biomes.
Shit.
Biomes would
I know,
be interesting.
Biomes.
That's an interesting way
Why
to describe.
Why did I say that?
Very
so Michael and Jake, you're the ones that are
I love the idea of Lucy asking.
How many, so we get four hints total?
Yeah, you got two more coming. Do you want the third?
Okay. Yeah, let's get the third one.
All right, here's the third, and this one will probably jolt some memories here.
Okay.
This all begins with the game's visuals, which
successfully
which successfully emulate Mike Mignola's art style in stunning cel-shaded 3D.
Damn it.
Oh, Jake.
Now I know what it is.
Yep,
fuck.
Jake.
Oh. Hellboy, Web of... What is it? Web of Shadows? Or
weird.
Web of Shadows!
Weird... I don't know. Hellboy.
That is absolutely the correct answer.
Yeah, okay.
Web of Word. Damn it!
Web of Word. So I'll read the fourth clue. it was, when inside the word, you'll also attain different modifiers called blessings. This was reviewed by Richard, gave it a 7 out of 10.
Hey. Mm. Shots at the weakling.
Goddamn. Damn.
All right, here's our second review. Are y'all ready?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Here it is. The real longevity of the game is supposed to be in its array of multiplayer modes, which are plentiful. Keeping it very generic to start.
Mm-hmm.
No one wants to guess?
Do you get more points if you guess
earlier? I have an
idea,
but I'm waiting.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm just going.
Do you want the second one?
Yes, please.
Yeah. Sure.
Here it is. Outside of having to repeatedly tackle a boss stage, though, there's little penalty for failure in the story mode.
Oh, God.
Tam.
Jake.
I heard Tam first.
Yeah.
Exo Primal?
Exoprimal is a good guess, but not the correct answer.
Damn, I didn't see it.
Jake?
I was going to guess that, too.
Okay.
Let me think.
Multiplayer games came out this year? The fuck?
Outside of having to repeatedly tackle a boss stage, though, there's little penalty for failure in the story mode.
Boss stage?
Did I read this review?
Probably.
Multiplayer mode.
Do y'all want the third one? After Jake guesses?
Yeah, I think I have to guess, right? But I don't think I have to guess. But give me like 10 seconds.
5, 4.
Stop conferring.
3, 2.
Payday.
1. Payday 3 is not the correct answer.
Take that L. So,
Jacob, Tam and Jake are cheating.
I say you take points off of them.
What are you talking about? It's everyone for themselves. If I'm helping people.
Listen, next time there's cheating, you two, I'm going to maybe take away some points.
Ooh.
Oh, I'll survive.
y'all ready for the third hint here?
Mm. I keep thinking you're going to say, y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this? Since you need to learn a series of poses to know how to play the game, I heard Michael first, so let me read the clue. To play the game, the story mode walks you through them a few times.
WarioWare Move It.
WarioWare Move It is absolutely the correct answer.
Hey.
Did you read that?
I did read that review.
You did?
Review from Steve Watts, 6 out of 10. The fourth clue was the party mode has a combination of games from the story mode as well as its own specially designed competitive micro games.
Yeah.
Wow, smaller than a mini game.
Michael Games.
Michael Games. That's 2 points for Michael. Michael's still crushing. Here is review number 3, our first clue. This opening sets up 7 levels players will explore throughout the game, each one with a different theme and environment.
Jake.
Lucy.
I heard Jake first.
Mm-hmm. Is it Remnant 2?
Yeah.
Remnant 2 is not the correct answer.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Okay.
Lucy?
Cocoon.
Cocoon is also not the correct answer.
Damn.
So let me read it one more time. This opening sets up the 7 levels players will explore throughout the game, each one with a different theme and environment. Do y'all want the second one? The second line?
Sure.
All right, here's the second line. In addition to those disappointing costumes, the other collectibles aren't needed for anything else.
Costumes, eh?
In addition to those disappointing costumes, the other collectibles aren't needed for anything else.
Oh.
No.
A line like kind of rings a bell.
Yeah, I know. Crap. What is it?
Do you want the third line?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
All right. That's here cool. is the third line. You gain abilities like a glide, a karate kick, a ground pound, and even a grappling hook.
I know. I just can't put my finger on what it is.
You gain abilities like a glide, a karate kick, a ground pound, and even a grappling hook.
Lucy, yeah, it's Golem. Yes, Golem. It's Golem.
Golem is not karate kicking anything.
He can war run, though.
You ready for the fourth?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah.
The opening Western level concludes with Mr. Krabs. Who said it first there?
I did.
Wait. Okay, Tam, let me read the whole thing.
Yeah. I think we said probably said it at the same time. Yeah. I'm cool. You want to go?
What? You sure?
No, go for it.
Oh, okay. It's SpongeBob SquarePants, the Cosmic Shake.
The opening Western level concludes with you chasing Mr. Krabs through a train while battling enemies, and the movie level concludes with a showdown against Sandy. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Cosmic Shake is absolutely the correct answer.
That is where I remember the costume because I cut that review.
Yeah.
So
I was like,
and Tam, just for being so generous and giving Jean-Luc the points, I'm going to give you 1 point.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh,
wow.
That should be nice. I'm going to be nice to everybody.
That review was from James Carr, and it was a 7 out of 10.
Hmm. Back in January. Right. God.
We've got two more here. Here's review number 4. The first line is, it immediately adds some excitement to see familiar stars on the field.
Oh, no. Hmm.
It immediately adds some excitement to see familiar stars on the field.
No.
Do we want the second line?
Yeah.
Sure.
Here it is. The ability to get a head start on the competition by buying one of the game's 2 more expensive versions does feel like an unforced error, Lucy.
Is it EA Football 24?
That is not the correct answer.
Damn it!
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
The ability to get a head start on the competition by buying one of the game's 2 Tam. More expensive versions does feel like an unforced error, Tam.
NBA 2K?
NBA 2K is also not the correct answer.
Damn.
Michael.
Yes, Michael.
Crime Boss, Rock K City.
Also not the correct answer.
Oh, come on.
But that's a good guess, though. So we've got Jean-Luc and Jake. Do you want to see the third line?
Yes.
Okay, here it is. An initial QuickTime event, QTE, at the snap of the ball features a timing window that is too short for the average player.
Jake.
Yes.
Was Madden 23?
Absolutely 4? Not. Nope. It is not.
Oh, what?
Jean-Luc, do you want the last one? Because you're the last one in here. All right, the last line is, in the U.S., autumn belongs to football.
Oh. What?
Oh.
In the U.S., autumn belongs to football.
Oh, is it Konami's eFootball?
No.
Oh, it's
what's it called?
I'm not going to tell you.
I know.
Can I get a good point? If I tell, I'll tell you the answer.
It's the
it's PES Dispenser Football.
They changed it to EA Football.
Let me give you a hint. It's not what you're thinking.
Yeah.
It's not. Okay.
It's that football game that is like arcadey. I forgot the name of it.
Well, I don't know
it's
like then.
Not Monday Night.
If anybody gets it, I'll give them 1 point.
I forgot.
I know what it is now.
Say it.
Say you get a point.
It's the wild card football with Colin Kaepernick.
Michael Pieheim, that is the correct answer.
Yay!
I've never even heard of this.
I've never heard of it either.
Yeah, Mark wrote that.
Yeah, so Mark Delaney gave it a 5 out of 10, said this one was undrafted.
Damn, hate to see it. Do I get like 1 point?
You do.
I gave you 1 point.
Sick. Well done. I'll take it.
Here's number 5. This is the last review we have on deck. Here's line number 1. It's slow, sometimes to a fault, and more concerned with its message and themes than action set pieces. It's slow, sometimes to a fault, and more concerned with its message and themes than action set pieces. Let's give you the second line, because everyone's still processing here.
Okay.
Like in a lot of games, it does feel like the story demands you dig through many of these optional clues to have it all make sense. Like in a lot of games, it does feel like the story demands you to dig through many of these optional clues to have it all make sense.
Lucy.
Yes.
Is it Assassin's Creed Mirage?
That's a great guess, but it's not the correct answer.
Ah.
Hmm. solid.
Do y'all want number three?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right, here's number three. This game has AAA aspirations. Jean-Luc, I'll read the whole thing.
Okay.
This game has AAA aspirations, and it shows quite clearly in a few ways.
Actually, aspirations isn't... Oh, fuck. I was going to say Alan Wake 2, but I realize that might not...
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
That's not the correct answer.
Ah, I figured. Damn it.
This game has AAA aspirations, and it shows quite clearly in a few ways.
Tam.
Yep.
Tam.
Is it Immortals of Avium?
That's a great guess, but that's not the right answer.
Jake.
Jake, do you not want to hear the last answer? Or the last
line? Oh, yeah, I want to hear the last line.
Okay, here's the last line. There are likely branches you might expect this story to travel down, such as a hostile aliens, rogue AI, madness by the way of isolation, the usual suspects of a creepy space station. Michael.
Oh. System Shock Remake? Wait, did we even review that?
We did.
That's
System Shock Remake.
Ah, fuck.
My answer's not correct either. The first part, I thought it was Atomic Heart, but after that last line, I'm like, I don't think that's
Let me
Atomic
read it
Heart.
One more time, and then you might be able to answer. There are likely branches you might expect this story to travel down, such as hostile aliens, rogue AI, madness,
Fort Solace.
By the way of isolation. Is that your final answer?
It's Fort Solace.
Yeah.
Fort Solace. Oh, I also cut the review for that one.
I edited that review as well.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I was like, space, Fort Solace.
That's
now becoming a major motion picture or
really?
TV show.
Really?
Yeah, sold the rights.
I mean,
for
the whole thing. I've already played it, though. Yeah. I don't need to see it.
Now you can watch it.
That's a 7 out of 10 from Mark Delaney. Mark, thank you for your service. Mm. All right. We have Metacritic next, a fine fandom property. So what I need y'all to do here is I will give you a set of games. They've all come out in 2023. And what I want you to do is write down the Metacritic score that you believe this game has attained. There are five in this one. Each one's worth 2 points. Whoever's closest to the answer will get the points. In the case of a tie, if it's you both say the same number, you'll both get 2 points. If you are the same equidistant number apart, so one person says 76, one person says 80, whoever's below the answer will get the points.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So our first one is Payday 3 on PC. What the Metacritic rating on this one be? And again, this is the PC version of Payday 3. All right, we're all writing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm done.
All right, we're all done here. So let's actually start with Jean-Luc. What is your answer?
74.
74. Michael.
72.
72. Lucy.
73.
Oh.
73. Tam.
65.
65. And Jake.
62. I thought the game 62. Didn't work. 62.
So. Mm. All right. The correct answer on this one is 67.
So that goes to
Tam. Tam to 65. Well done, Tam. Did anyone here play Payday 3?
No.
Briefly, very, very briefly.
People better.
Is that a 67 loans. Video game?
Yeah,
seems like
probably.
It.
Yeah, I just played it long enough to be able to verify the reviews.
Oh, Avatar.
Our second game is Avatar: Frontiers of Pandora, the PS5 version specifically. How does Far Cry not Far Cry game be? All right. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Jake this time.
76.
76. Tam.
82.
82. Lucy.
86.
86. Michael.
I don't know why.
Yeah, I also got 82 as well.
82. Jean-Luc.
I also had 82.
82.
82. A triplet of 82s.
Yes.
The correct answer here is 75.
Ooh,
so, Jake, those are your points.
Jake. And no one can take him away from you.
Wow. Yeah.
Unless we cheat again.
Again? Wait, hold on. I've never cheated.
He's never done anything illegal in his life.
Our third game.
Little indie game.
The little indie game that could. Day of the Diver for PC.
Day of the Diver?
Day of the Diver. How'd Day of the Diver be?
I'm just writing my what I think it should get.
How's that done? How's
I
that
think
done for
everyone.
You so,
so you really liked Avatar then?
Shit! I haven't even played Avatar. I don't know why I did that. I got swept up by the blue people.
By Jimmy Cameron.
Let's start in the center with Lucy and go right after that. So Lucy, what's your answer? 92. Tam.
91.
Jake.
94.
94. Jean-Luc, we'll start, or we'll go to you.
85.
85, and Michael.
84.
84. The answer here, nobody's got it, but the closest is Tam at 90.
At 90. Oh,
God.
Okay.
Wow. Damn it.
It's a good video game.
That's a great game.
Very good, yeah. Apparently.
We've got two more here. Our penultimate game is Pikmin 4.
Ooh.
Did anyone play the secret game of the year?
Played a little bit of it.
Yeah. Too much. Pikmin 4 is fantastic.
Excellent.
I don't play baby games.
Wow.
Got him.
I'm talking about. Let's go.
Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We'll start with No Baby Games, Michael P. Heim.
86.
86. Right, Lucy.
85.
Ooh. 85. Tam.
96.
96. Jake. Oh,
didn't we give it a 7?
The fuck?
83.
We brought that shit down.
83. Jean-Luc.
88.
88. The correct answer on this one is 87.
Oh.
So that means
I got 85.
Michael, Jean-Luc had Michael 86, and Jean-Luc had 88 and 86. So whoever's below the answer gets it in the case of a tie. So Michael, 2 points for you.
Yeah. Let's fucking go, baby.
No baby games for you.
Yeah.
And this one's specifically for Lucy. Our last game is Lord of the Rings Gollum.
Oh, this is going to be hard. This could be anywhere between 20 and 30.
I heard there was a spoiler cast or something coming.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming out over break.
Okay, great. Excellent.
Lovely.
Wait, isn't break almost done?
No.
I didn't say whose break.
All right, everyone, I believe, has their answers. So let's start with Tam.
17.
17. Jake.
36.
36. Jean-Luc.
35.
35. Michael.
35.
35. Cheater. Lucy.
24.
24. The Jack Bauer. The correct answer here is 34, I'm giving 2 points to both Jean-Luc and Michael for saying
34. Okay. 34? Hey. Who the hell is giving it 34?
Sick.
All right, so we are going to check our score here as we enter the final round here. if you give me 1 second to tabulate, who do you think is in the lead here?
Michael.
Me or Lucy?
No, it's you.
It's me. You thought.
Here we go. In last place, with 8 points, is Lucy.
Yay!
Oh, what?
Yeah.
In fourth place, with 9 points, Jean-Luc.
Hey.
In third place with 10, Tam. In second place with 11 is Jake. And in first place,
with like 25.
15 big points. Michael P. Heim.
Yay.
So let me just say those points again, because you'll need to know how many points you have as we go into this final round.
Oh,
Jean-Luc, you have 9. Michael, you have 15. Lucy, you have 8. Tam, you have 10. Jake, you have 11. So we're going into the bonus round here. The bonus round is one question. Bet as much as you want. What I'll have you do is write down your wagers. So imagine if you want to take a little page and put it vertically for me on the bottom half of the page. If you could put your wager, just like a little Jeopardy board, put your wager on the bottom half and you'll put your answer on the top half. Whoever has the most points at the end of this will be our winner for the 2023 in review video game trivia.
Do we wager first? Or do you
want to know the category? I'll give you the category and then you'll wager.
Okay.
All right. So the category for the bonus round today is video game movies in 2023.
Wait, who's in the lead?
Michael.
I will give you the points one more time. In first place, 15. In second place, Jake with 11. Tam in third with 10. Jean-Luc with 9 in fourth. And Lucy, 8 points, which really anybody can win at this point, which is what you love to see.
Yeah.
All right, so let me know when everyone has their wagers. What I'll do is I will read the question twice, and I'll give everyone 1 minute to write down their answer, and then we'll find out who's the winner of video game trivia. Are y'all
Let's
ready?
Go.
Yeah.
Is Lucy changing her answer? I can't tell.
No, I'm just scribbling.
No, she's drawing boobs.
I'm drawing boobs.
Here is your question. The Super Mario Brothers movie is the highest grossing video game film of 2023 and of all time. What is the second highest grossing video game movie that was released in 2023? 2023. I'll read it one more time. The Super Mario Brothers movie is the highest grossing video game movie of 2023 and of all time. What is the second highest grossing video game movie that was released in 2023? I'll give y'all 1 minute, and your minute starts now.
I made a big bet here. I also lost my pen.
Man, I think I know the answer. But I'm sad that I think I know the answer.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
The final question gets you again, Lucy.
Yeah. Always the stumbling block.
All right, 30 seconds.
Oh, I think I know it.
Let's go.
In it. Defined right. Video game movie. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
This one came out in theaters.
Defined video game.
I'll read this one more time,
and then that'll be it. The Super Mario Brothers movie is the highest-grossing video game film of 2023 and of all time.
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
What is the second highest-grossing video game movie that was released in 2023? And my friends, that is time.
Damn! I accidentally stole the way.
No, you didn't. You just said you didn't see it.
Yeah, I know.
So let's start with our person who's in last place. So in this case, it'll be Lucy. Lucy, yeah. Tell us your wager first.
Everything. All wager the marbles.
Eight marbles. What is your answer?
Gran Turismo from Game of Teresa.
All right. We'll go to fourth place. Jean-Luc, what is your wager?
I also wagered everything. 9 points.
I love it. All or nothing. And
did Uncharted come out this
year? No, that was like 2 minutes ago, mate.
Massive L. You
big
hate
L
to see
for
it.
Me.
Tam, your wager, please.
I wagered 10 points and 15 of Michael's on Gran Turismo. One of us is getting rich.
Jake.
Split it.
11 for Gran Turismo.
And Michael.
I wagered 0 but said Sonic 2.
I think I win then if it's Gran Turismo.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In this case, every single one of you got it wrong.
Whoa!
Oh. All right, never mind.
So, the correct answer in this case, Gran Turismo is the third highest grossing video game film of 2023. Number two is a little movie about an animatronic teddy bear.
Oh, fuck.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
So in this case, our winner with 15 points, the only person with points on the board, it's Michael. Ooh, P is for points, Chaim.
Yeah, clean sweep. The first W I took today. Fuck
tell
yeah,
us,
dog.
Do you want to give a little victory speech here?
I do. First off, I would just want to thank, God, first and foremost, for giving me the strength to whoop y'all asses. And I want to thank Jacob McCourt, too, for being such a great host, a good friend, especially a friend of the show. Y'all know the fucking vibes. Video game trivia. Peep that shit at PAX. You live streams, too. You watch it for free.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Michael, and, congratulations on the
thank
win.
You.
And with that, I'll hand it back to Tamor to close the show and close the year, I guess.
Thank you, everyone. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you for listening. Thank you to our co-hosts here. For a stellar year of podcasting. It's been a fun one. Mm. We'll be back next year, bigger and better.
Ooh.
We've got huge plans.
Whoa.
Cam is just staring at me. I don't know what's going on.
I'm just putting you a blast. You better come up with some huge plans real quick.
Oh, God, okay. All right.
For the last time this year, Jake, where can people find you? What are you up to?
You can find me at www.youtube.com/gamespot and then search for the Cyberpunk documentary and watch that a couple dozen times if you haven't yet. Just keep watching it over and over again.
Lucy, where can people find you?
It's the end of the year. Don't find me. I'm on Twitter at Lucy James Games. Sleeping.
Yeah. Michael P. Hyam.
Hey, you can find me and all of my bullshit at Michael P. Hyam on Twitter. Hi, Michael on Instagram. You should follow me on Instagram. I will like your cat photos.
Oh, yeah. He really will.
Oh, yeah.
He never replies to anything I post.
Yeah.
But if I post a picture of Peanut, I get within minutes.
Yeah.
I get
emojis.
Yeah.
Jean-Luc, where can people find you? What are you up to?
You can find me at John Luke Zepke.
Yeah. And you can find me at TomoH everywhere. Jacob, where can people find you? What are you up to?
You can find me on the internet at Jacob McCourt, JacobMcCourt. You can find me on Twitter and TikTok. Those are probably the best places. And yeah, maybe you'll find me at a PAX East coming soon. We'll see.
Hell yeah. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you in 2024.
Peace.
Bye.
Rate and subscribe.
Bye.
Goodbye.